We invite you to join us for another interlude of Melody, Just Melody. Thirty minutes of musical charm from William Finn and his orchestra, with Peggy MacDonald, the Parkettes, and featuring the romantic voice of Jeff Brook.
Chinatown.
That's the voice of Jeff Brook.
Where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land are drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, arm and eyes of brown. Hearts seem light and life is bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Hi, folks. This is Jeff Brook, your musical mailman, tossing another copy of Melody, Just Melody up on the front porch. And right on page one, you'll find this ballad. It goes,
I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Oh, not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. That unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment.
Step up here, Bill Flynn, and let's hear that orchestra. This time, the air's all yours. We're waiting to hear you play the Charm Waltz. Thank you. Here's a new voice in Melody Just Melody, and one I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing. It's that of lovely Peggy McDonald, featured now in Hoagy Carmichael's immortal Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. A melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden when stars were bright, you were in my arms. A nightingale sang his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it always
just for a little variety, I thought you might like to hear a duet, so I duly selected one. You may remember Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in their famous recording of Two Sleepy People. Well, Eula Parker and I would like to take it on a little further and show you just what happens as the years go by. Here we are, out of cigarettes. We're holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. Too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say. Too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
Yes, I can never figure out why.
Do
he
you
did...
remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest
and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Funny little fella,
drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Our next scene finds the same two sleepy people, and they've been married for 5 years. They're returning from a party. Well, here we are. It's nearly 3:30. What a perfectly good night wasted.
That's right. Blame it all on me.
Two sleepy people. We're slightly touched in the head.
I'll say.
We don't know enough to stay home and go to bed.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop your grumbling. Hurry up and turn out the light. What a relief to get these shoes off. They're so tight.
Well, this hard-boiled shirt you made me wear had me suffering all night.
So?
Your social plans, my pet, will be the ruin of me yet. That guy in the apartment below is rapping on the ceiling with his shoe.
So what? Why should that bother us? We're making a lot of noise, too.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head. We don't know enough to stay home and go to bed. Time marches on. We find the same two sleepy people, and this time they've been married for 50 years. Of course, they seem very much older and very tired because they've been losing all this sleep all this time. And as our scene opens, here they are, returning from a party.
Well, here we are. It must be awfully late.
Well, it ain't going to do any harm to us. We don't often celebrate.
Oh.
Two sleepy people, but I'm still feeling fine.
Land sakes, look at the time. It's 9:30.
You look mighty pretty tonight, Mother.
Go on, hurry your talk. You were pretty smart yourself during a Lambert war. Two sleepy people now remember what you said.
Shucks, I'm up so late, I sort of hate to go to bed.
Dear, do you remember the nights we used to linger in the car?
I sure do.
Watching every last police car.
Yep.
Do you remember? The doctor said our health was under par.
Take a look at me today. I'll be 89 in May. When I saw those beautiful girls tonight, and then I took a look at the men, boy, oh boy, what I wouldn't give to be 75 again.
Two sleepy people, as plain as you and I.
Regret, now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye. Regret, now it's time to say goodbye.
We'll be back with more Melody Just Melody in just a moment.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel a thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dream when I'm feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Things aren't as bad when I dream of you. So I dream, just dream it through. Cause I'll see you in my dream. Hold you in my dream. Your eyes will light my way tonight. I'm scheming while I'm dreaming, dreaming such wonderful dreams.
That was the Parkettes and their own original arrangement of I'll See You in My Dreams. And now in our star spotlight is Charles McPhee and his soprano saxophone. Although the alto and tenor appear to be the glamour boys of the saxophone family, the soprano has a beautiful tone that's quite distinctive. And I'm sure that when you've heard Charles McPhee's version of I'll See You Again, you'll know just what I mean. Thank you, Charles McPhee, for that delightful soprano saxophone solo. Now, here's a really heartfelt ballad from the pen of Irving Berlin. Written, as I understand it, after the death of his wife, it really is a beautiful tribute to her memory. It's simply called When I Lost You.
I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. The angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I
ever noticed the results that William Flynn can achieve when he combines the talents of his fine orchestra with a really good melody? It's wonderful. Thank you. afraid it's time to go, friends, and I'll say farewell with one of Rodgers and Hart's greatest and certainly their most popular tune. It was given a big spot in words and music and sung by Mel Torme.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Now I'm no longer alone. I've got a dream in my heart. I've got a love of my
And so we turn the last page of manuscript for Melody, Just Melody, produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara. You heard Peggy MacDonald, Charles McPhee, the Parkettes, with orchestra and musical arrangements under the direction of Bill Flynn. And, of course, the romantic voice of your singing host, Jeff Brook. We do hope you'll join us again soon for more Melody, Just Melody. And until then, here's Jeff Brook to sign off with.
If you say you'll always stay, I know our life will be melody, just melody.